I'm walking back to the train and I'm by myself and I've been drinking. So I'm talking to God of whatever higher powers up here, and he's not talking back to me. I'm not that drunk yet. But as I'm just talking to my member, I just made this deal. I was just like, you know, so many things have been starting to be proven to me that on the black, on the Asian, the Latino issue, all that, like, I can kind of get that. I can kind of get that this is, we're kind of all the same. Because also, like, I started learning about this DNA thing, how we all are the same strand except for one, which makes us all different from each other, and we're all, like, just one strand above being, like, a gorilla, you know?
Right.
So I understand this part. But I was like, you know what? I didn't want to totally admit that I'm totally wrong here. So I was like, I'm going to continue to hate Jews. I mean, that was the easiest thing for me to do because I don't know any Jews, you know?
Right.
So I put it to the fact that, you know, you walk into a room, and I'm just using this as an example, and your friends say, hey, come play Monopoly with us, but you don't know how to play the game. So what's your first thing? Oh, I hate that game. That game's
right.
Stupid.
That's stupid. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because you don't want to say, you don't want to look stupid and say, oh, I don't know how to play the game that you all know how to play. So that's where I said, I'm still going to hate the Jews. Fast forward a couple of weeks later, a buddy of mine says, hey, I can get you a job. Now, you got to know, with a swastika on my neck and tattoos on my head and on my hands and a conviction for aggravated kidnapping, basically, these ain't good people skills. You know, I'm not working anywhere.
Right.
So a buddy of mine says, hey, I can get you a job working at an antique show. And I said, sure, I'll take it. He said, the guy will pay you $100 a day. It's only for a weekend. Do you want to do it? I said, absolutely. And he said, right after I said it, he's like, but the guy's a Jew. You still want to work for him? And I said, you know what? I don't care. I don't have to talk to the guy, do I? And he said, no. The guy said the same thing about you. And I told him I knew this Nazi skinhead. He said, I don't care if you're a Nazi skinhead as long as you don't break my furniture. So I go work for this guy for the weekend. And I make tons of money just in tips alone working there. And at the end of the weekend, I made about $600 in tips. And he owes me $300. And I had a feeling this is where my... You know, he's going to come up. He's going to, what they would say, Jew me. He is going to give me this money. He's going to say, you made 600 in tips. There's your pay.
Right.
Well, he walks up and he says, here's $200, $300. Here's an extra $100. He's like, you're a good worker. And I was like, you son of a gun. You know what I mean? You're ruining it. You're ruining my last good thing I got going here.
I was, you know, for $100, you're buying my soul cheap.
Right. You know, I mean. So then he gives me a ride home, and as he gives me a ride back from, we were in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and he's giving me a ride back to South Philly. On the ride, he just asked me if I wanted a full-time job with him. He's like, because you're a good worker. And I said, you know what, I'll take it. And this guy just became this great guy in my life. He was my boss, and he would take me sometimes in the truck, you know, to go pick up furniture, or we go and do other antique shows. And I just got to work with this guy on a pretty regular basis. And I used to always do something in my head. Whenever I would knock something over, if I broke a piece of his furniture, which he would always go, oy vey, why do you break? I mean, Keith was Jewish, you know? He would say these things, but he would say it's funny. And he'd say, oy vey, you break my furniture. And I'd go, Keith, I'm so sorry. I'm so stupid. And I used to always say that. And I used to say I'm stupid. Not like a skinny girl says I'm fat, so everyone says, no, you're not fat.
Right.
I just always said I was stupid. It was something in my head, and I truly believed it, I think. And one day I said it in front of him, and he gripped me up, and he said, stop saying you're stupid, you idiot. You're the most street smartest person I've ever met. And he broke it down that day in the truck as we're driving about how smart I am, and started relaying times in my life. He's like, man, do you remember when this happened and you figured out to do that? He's like, you're a smart guy, Frank. I hate when you say you're stupid. So now I'm looking at this guy. And I still have my Nazi beliefs. I still have my Nazi boots on when I work every day, you know, because they were good work boots and they were, you know, what I had. And he's given me this pep talk. And all I remember is looking over at him and just being thankful that this dude is in my life, right? I mean, just so thankful. He's just been so nice to me and so generous to me. And I look down while he's saying this, and I have my red laces and my boots that symbolize I'm a neo-Nazi. And I just felt so embarrassed. Back curling, embarrassed. So that was my final day. And so when racist groups come out and, you know, you haven't changed or whatever they're saying is, I'm telling you now, a higher power, a God of a sorts, came into my life and kept putting people in my life to prove me wrong consistently with facts, saying, here's another human being, Frank, judge him, go ahead. you're the biggest screw-up I got. Look, you read my book. I'm the biggest screw-up,
right.
And I'm going to judge other human beings. How dare me? How dare me walk on this earth being judgmental? You know? And here's great people that kept popping up in my life to prove me wrong.